Manhunt for a subway shooter. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News police in New York City say they know who shot 10 people yesterday at a subway station in Brooklyn. All are expected to survive. Of the other people hurt in the chaos, most have been treated and released. We're now live from Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York.
Chris, New York City Mayor Eric Adams says Frank James, the person of interest in the subway shooting, has been upgraded to a suspect. The mayor told Fox News that investigators are still looking for a motive.
There is no excuse for taking an automatic weapon with a smoke bomb and a gas mask and discharge 33 rounds in our subway system. This person will be brought to justice.
Hampering that investigation, security cameras at three subway stations, including the 36th Street station where the incident happened, malfunctioned yesterday. Chris.
Tanya, the producer price index, prices paid by wholesalers, is up 11.2% from a year ago. That's according to the Labor Department, and the biggest gain since they started keeping records in 2010. President Biden's now calling Russian military attacks on civilians in Ukraine genocide. Fox's Therese Crowley looks at what that means.
It has become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being able to be a Ukrainian.
Genocide is specifically defined by the UN Genocide Convention as acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group, including killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm, deliberately inflicting life conditions to bring about destruction, think starvation, imposing measures to prevent births, think of the bombing of the maternity hospital, and even forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. Just this week, Ukraine reported 120,000 Ukrainian children were kidnapped to Russia.
A senior defense official tells Fox the Biden administration no longer plans to send M-17 helicopters to the Ukrainian military as part of a $750 million assistance package. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A girl is shot at a shopping mall in Victorville, California, waiting to get her picture taken with the Easter Bunny, according to her grandmother and Travis Rice with Fox 11 LA.
We're told that 9-year-old girl is going to be okay. Her grandmother giving us an update. She does have a broken arm from all the bullets, but she was taken to a hospital for surgery, but again is in stable condition, shot 3 times, but still smiling in the ambulance. That's a tough girl. This all started around 6:30 p.m. That's when San Bernardino County Sheriff says the shooting was first reported near the Barnes & Noble bookstore. The mall went into a brief lockdown and people flooded into the parking lot to get the safety. In that mayhem, the shooter was able, apparently, to escape the chaos that they had caused.
And the family says the shooter is no one they know or recognize. Average gas prices are down 1.5 cents at $4.08 a gallon nationwide, according to AAA. President Biden says he's working on it.
The president told a crowd at an ethanol plant in Menlo, Iowa, that he's releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day from our reserves for 6 months. But on top of that, he said he's working with oil producers on energy production and asking his EPA to waive a summertime ban on a gasoline blended with a higher concentration of ethanol.
We saw today's inflation data, 70%. Of the increase in prices in March came from Putin's price hike in gasoline. We need to address this challenge with an urgency that demands.
The American Petroleum Institute criticized the ethanol move, saying Americans need long-term solutions, not quick political fixes. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Far Reynosa International Bridge border crossing over the Rio Grande River remains closed today, blocked since Monday by Mexican truckers protesting Texas Governor Greg Abbott's order for state troopers to stop and inspect those trucks coming into Texas. There are long backups at some other border crossings in Texas. Some of those trucks are now rerouting hundreds of miles to Arizona. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.